family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, March 13th, 2025 edition. More information coming in from Lansing. And it's kind of interesting how this is working out. The state of Michigan has a high school association. The Michigan State Board of Education is looking into wanting information and submitted a FOIA request. Well, according to the state superintendent, Mike Rice, State Board of Education, based on the conversation he had last week with the Michigan High School Athletic Association, the MSHAA, he claims that only two transgender girls were allowed to participate on girls' team sports during the 2024-2025 sports season. The decision to let the two individuals who were born male, according to their birth certificates, participated in girls' cross-country running. This was based on a petition that was submitted to the Michigan High School Athletic Association. The board of the MSHAA determined that there were no safety issues in cross country and that there were no competitive advantages or disadvantages associating with these two being allowed to run in cross country, Rice said. Well, to this, Board of Education member Nikki Snyder called BS. I know it's not accurate. I know firsthand in my own school district that that's not accurate. However, she did not elaborate on her assertions. Why did the issue come up? Well, it emerged during yesterday's Board of Education meeting during a discussion on a proposed resolution to condemn President Donald Trump's executive orders regarding partial losses of federal funding for not complying with some of his certain executive order directives. Snyder proposed a carve-out in the resolution regarding schools that allow boys to play on girls' sports teams. To get a better handle on whether this was a relevant issue, board member Tiffany Tilly asked specifically, how many boys who identified as girls played on girls' teams in the state of Michigan? To which Rice responded, only two. I find that absolutely impossible. Absolutely do not agree with that number and that testimony by Superintendent Rice in any way, shape, or form. Well, the bottom line, the number didn't matter to board member Tom McMillan. He said President Trump's executive order on taking away federal funding for schools that allow transgender girls to participate in girls' sports is something that 80% of the voters support. He said that he saw Nikki Snyder's amendment, as being reasonable. I don't care if it's one or two or how many. Right now, it's too many. We're talking about the future. Tomorrow, weather, volleyball season, whenever volleyball season starts, at least we would be on record saying that we want school districts to say that their teams will be no biological boys playing in girls' sports. It's very simple. It's very simple. It's very simple. Repeating it three times, said McMillan. Well, guess what? Nikki Snyder's amendment failed to pass the very liberal Michigan State Board of Education. In light of the fact that the U.S. Department of Education is threatening to cut off federal funding to schools and school districts that fail to comply with doing away with diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. And of course, we're being interrupted by a emergency broadcast alert on 97.7. Isn't that interesting? I'm going to back up and say exactly the previous sentence before I was so rudely interrupted. Nikki Snyder's amendment failed to pass. The very liberal Michigan State Board of Education board. Here's the problem. The U.S. Department of Education, with the new Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, is threatening to cut off federal funding to schools and school districts that fail to comply with doing away with diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives. The resolution stated, the Michigan State Board of Education strongly condemns these executive orders and directives as attacks on educational access, civil rights, existing federal and state laws, and democracy. The resolution also calls on the legislature to pass DEI protections, special education funding, local curriculum controls at the state level. It also calls on Congress and the U.S. Department of Education to reverse their policies. Well, of course, the Democrat-controlled board passed their resolution with five yes votes. The two Republicans, McMillan and Snyder, voted no. Nikki Snyder said, it is very clear that a Democrat narrative in response to the recent presidential executive order that he's put in place, we need to bring the backstory to what's actually happening. Because of the honor of Women's History Month, I think we should do our due diligence in telling an accurate, truthful reality of history. Well, their resolution that was passed by the Democrats now will be sent to the state legislature, to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan Congressional Delegation, local school boards, and advocacy groups. In all, the Board of Education voted on four resolutions. Another resolution reaffirmed that the board and department would guarantee the educational rights of students with disabilities. The resolution calls for increased disabled student funding, recruiting more special education instructors, implementation of early identification programs for students to make sure those in need of special education or reading would get that education earlier. McMillan and Snyder asked for amendments to the resolution. McMillan asked for a section that would let the State Board of Education review complaints from the Office of Special Education to be able to hold intermediate school districts accountable. This resolution talks about what we support, but actions speak louder than words. We actually can do something as a state board. It would be somewhat unusual, but it would be something that we would actually have the authority to do, McMillan said. The board said they were intrigued by the process, and several members, including Pamela Pugh, said that she would like to explore it better, but couldn't get behind it at that moment. Of course she couldn't, because it was submitted, offered as an amendment by a Republican. She's a communist Democrat. That's what we have, basically, on the State Board of Education. Well, both of Snyder's and McMillan's amendments failed to pass. Third resolution mentioned legislative action to get the Department of Education to develop and adopt educational curriculums that included cursive writing. It was the only one to pass unanimously. Oh, so we're going to start teaching kids how to write in cursive again. I can't believe these kids don't know how to do it. Unbelievable. Finally, wrap up this story, Board of Education. The final resolution would put the screech of hot, gross buns being blown through a recorder back into the ears of parents everywhere. It asks for legislation to provide 30 minutes of music instruction in pre-K through fifth grade at least 2 days a week. It passed with only McMillan not supporting it. He claimed it would take away local control of the school boards in having to hire more music teachers. A certified music teacher would need to be employed by public schools, among other recommendations contained in the resolution. I'm all for music instruction, but for them to demand it on certain local school districts that maybe don't even have a music teacher, I agree with McMillan. You can't afford it. You can't afford it. And with all the access that kids now have available to them via computers and phones regarding music, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Bottom line, State Board of Education, we need more Republicans on it. We need people to run for these open seats when they come up in the next election. One short little story, final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. We may have found our very first county in northern Michigan that has less than 100% of their adult population registered to vote. Houghton County, 28,089 on the qualified voter files. After you subtract the number of under 18-year-olds, the adult number, they actually have 93.5% of their adults registered in Houghton County, Michigan. Congratulations. First county in our unscientific research that we're doing on the show this week, determining the number of qualified voters in the counties compared to the U.S. 2020 census data, subtracting the kids out, calculating the percentage of adult population registered to vote in our counties. Houghton County, first one, 93.5%. I've got to do the other research. Iron County, I'm not really sure how they got a static number. It says 10,500 to 11,000 for iron. So far, the clerks have been very cooperative, waiting to hear back from Delta, Gogebic, Baraga County clerks to call me back. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate the research. Appreciate the times. Anyway, bottom line, we're going to continue this information. We're going to gather it. I'm going to submit it to the Michigan Oversight Committee as well as the Election Integrity Committee. But we're going to definitely make Antrim County, my county, the number one target. Why? Because we're the highest so far. 124% of our adult population is registered to vote. Vicky ran on restoring election integrity in Antrim County. I'll provide all these other counties the information when I see it's 109%, like Officer Ricks, Livingston, Alpena, Chippewa, Emmett. All these other counties, once we get them, we will pass that information on to the state committees as well. So appreciate everything we've done. Don't need any more research other than what's already been requested. Waiting for Sheboygan. That's the one I'm really interested in. See how that clerk is doing. And then we'll submit the data to the state committees. So appreciate your guys' response. Pat, I really appreciate all your effort. Thank you so much. Federal funding Donald Trump freezes, put on hold federal funding based on emergency management grants. Well, how is it affecting the state of Michigan? The simple number appears to be $56 million, but according to Captain Kevin Sweeney, Deputy State Director of Emergency Management and Commanders within the Michigan State Police, he runs the Emergency Management Homeland Security Division, said during a virtual press conference yesterday that if these freezes hold, the total could potentially reach $300 million that was previously appropriated to come to Michigan, not being released. Sweeney went on to say, we are hopeful that the money is going to start flowing again. But discussions are being had at the state level, and we're encouraging our local partners to do the same. Evaluate your circumstances and the prospects that you may have lined up in the hopper. But there would have to be some significant changes, at least here at the state level, on exactly how we fund emergency management if, in fact, these federal funds will be permanently shut off. We're hopeful that they won't be, but we have to deal with the fact that they could be. Sweeney explaining that the grants, including disaster recovery, homeland security, and nonprofit security funds, do not affect the troopers on the road. These are for disaster recovery and mitigation projects. The largest pending reimbursement request so far was to Spectrum and Henry Ford Health Systems. They are currently seeking more than $12.3 million respectively, asking for COVID materials and or other services. Yeah, that's not going to happen. City of Detroit has pending $11.7 million requests for COVID vaccinations, for site cost improvements, and Ascension Borges Hospital's request for $6.8 million for COVID contract labor. Sorry, folks. But Joe Biden, a couple of years ago, said COVID is over. So why are you guys trying to get funding for it? Federal freeze remains in effect right now and could affect how Michigan has the money available to respond to these disasters, said Fletcher. Enbridge, Line 5, the new tunnel project. We're going to talk with Alex Stevens in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays.